KX93.5 welcomes to the show Jonathan Burke. He's the president of Laguna College of Art and Design for LCAD today. And I'm guessing you're Vincent Van Gogh or something today, Jonathan.
No, I'm not. I'm dressed as a 17th century landed gentry. So I know. I know. It's good luck with that image. But yep, that's me today.
Love it.
Okay, so so I thought I'd just mention a little something about the college that's new. So this is the first year that we've added a fabrication lab. Now, we've been planning for this lab about a year because we launched a new major in entertainment design, and that was last fall. And I just want to give a shout out also to Laguna Beach High School because they were a really big help in learning how to design and equip a fab lab. They have one that's very sophisticated, and their wonderful faculty and their technical staff was just very gracious in helping our director of maintenance and some of our faculty really look at our space and help to design our lab and to select equipment. So nice to have.
Awesome. That's awesome.
So a fab lab, it's primarily for this new entertainment design major. And this major prepares students for really a range of creative careers. They include set design. It could be for TV, film, or theater. Background matte painting, storyboarding, even becoming an art director. But in those areas, there's a lot of coursework in what's called themed entertainment. And that includes theme park design, ride design, event design, which could be for live action, certainly package, product, toy, and movie prop design, all of those things. But before anything is designed, those elements really start off as concepts, and they have to go through an ideation stage, certainly in a class, with faculty assistants, and they end up being conceptualized in a 3D computer program. So they're really these high-level programs like Maya, 3D Studio Max. And the students then take those those programs and use these digital tools. To do that, it requires a computer hooked up, and they create, with the fabrication equipment and tools, they can actually create something three-dimensional. So classes have been using a fab lab before, but what we had to do was actually take students to a commercial maker space in other communities and rent workspace and the equipment by the hour. So we located the lab at main campus, close to the wood shop, because that's also an extension of it. And I just want to say also, we were very fortunate to receive a grant from the Macbeth Foundation to purchase some of the basic equipment. That's laser cutter, vacuum former, multiple 3D scanners, a spray booth, a downdraft table, and a variety of 3D printers and hand tools. So just want to say, lastly, the tools and equipment really is quite sophisticated, require training. And you have to have an experienced manager to teach students and faculty how to be safe and creative. So we went through a national search. We found Hugo Hernandez. He's our first fabrication lab manager and operations technician, and he has his BS in industrial technology, and he managed fab labs from Mount San Antonio College and San Jose State University. So anyone's interested in coming by, taking a look at our fab lab or the college, we have tours at 10 and 2 p.m. every day, and on Saturday once a month, but you have to call admissions to find that exact day.
Great. So, well, that sounds like quite an addition, Jonathan. Thanks for sharing that with us.
Thank you, and have a great Halloween.
Happy Halloween, sir. See you later.
Okay, see ya. Bye.